Hi, welcome back to the HSP World Mastery Program, Level 1, and we're on Week 4 already. So, I hope everything's been going great for you. I wonder if you've been keeping at doing your sensory inputs daily, if you keep doing that. Now, I want to just share a little thing with you about why we're doing this, and it's to increase your awareness. Because your body, your brain, and your nervous system will change in your lifetime. So we're creating the habit of you noticing all of your senses. So I guess it's like mindfulness. I just call it awareness, whatever term works for you. So for week 4, we're going to keep doing your sensory inputs for both of your environments each day. After you spend, your day or your time in the one environment, note down how your senses were responding, and then for the second environment, the same thing. Okay, and I wonder, have you added any new rewards? Because it's so important to keep rewarding yourself for doing this. So I want you to remember to think of rewards that are experiences that nourish you. So that's experiences that nourish your body and your soul, because these are great rewards to have. And this week, we're going to add a new daily habit to our habits sheet. Now, this new daily habit is water. Because I'm wondering, are you in the habit of taking water with you when you leave for the day or for a half a day? Because the effects of dehydration can cause us to be cranky, and we don't even know why we're cranky. We might even think we're hungry when actually we're just thirsty for some water. So I want you to get in the habit of taking clean water with you and drinking from it every few hours. Now, even if you have to set an alarm for yourself every couple of hours to remind yourself to drink some water, try doing that, okay? And I'd like you to avoid tap water. I'd like you to boil your water, then let it cool, then put it in the fridge for 12 hours, and then it's ready to drink, okay? It's not a common known fact that tap water isn't the greatest to drink. It's okay to clean with, clean your body and that kind of thing. But for drinking, it's better to use, it's better to clean the water yourself. So yeah, boil it, let it cool, then put it in the fridge for 12 hours, and then it's ready to drink. And you'll probably notice, if you want to experiment, that'd be a cool experiment. See if you can taste a difference, okay? Because you have a highly sensitive nervous system, so you may be able to tell the difference, okay? And remember to reward yourself for doing your sensory inputs daily and your daily habits, okay? Now, we got a new worksheet this week. Remember last week, when we chose an input that was bothering you and you set a goal to reduce or eliminate it? Okay, so that's what we're doing. That was your input solution sheet, right? So this week, and you would have set a goal and you would have tried to reach that goal, set steps and tried to reach that goal. So this week, I want you to look at your new sheet called Input Solutions Review. And you're going to notice that it says, what input solution did I try and did it work? Then you're going to note down if it didn't work or help to the degree I need or want, okay? Then you're going to note down, okay, so if it didn't work to the degree I need, then we're going to look at what steps did work. So you wrote steps out in your input solution sheet to get to your goal. So you're going to think of what steps did work, okay? And then you're going to look at what steps didn't work. So this is all, we're like we're like scientists and we're experimenting here. Experimenting to find the right solution and the right fit for you, okay? And then you're going to look and see if you can try to reach your goal by trying again, but improving the steps that didn't work, okay? So that's our new thing for this week, is our input solutions review. And we've got a new habit, okay? So yeah, I hope all is going well for you, and I'm so glad you're here on this journey with me. And again, if anything's not making sense, or you have any feedback on something you maybe don't understand, or if something needs to be clearer, or if you have a suggestion, that would be great. Please do let me know at the email info@hsp.world. I'd love to hear from you. And remember, we're getting there. We're getting there. Slow and steady always wins the race. And the idea here is for you to create the ideal environments for yourself so that work with your HSP trait, because HSPs, when they're in an optimal environment, they thrive. They absolutely thrive. And that's what I'd love for you. Okay, so we'll see you for week 5, and take care till then.